Driver, not drivers.
Yes. I'm here on my lonesome today.
I see. And you were up late last night, I understand. Those reports are coming in.
Yes, we were at Severino, so we'll see. I'm going to do my best singing here, and it's going to be genuine, however it comes out.
You mean real stuff? This will
be
real singing?
Yeah, we did 8 hours of singing the last few nights. So,
oh, my God.
And a couple hours laying out in a friend's house. and a little bit. All right. Excuse me. Here's one from the new CD, Grease Fire. It's called Let's Do It. It goes a little something like this here. Let's do it in Mississippi. Let's do it in Bama too. Let's do it in Louisiana until there's nothing left to do. I went down to Tuscaloosa for the return of Sam Sham. There were country music stars and a racing car and a sugar to the juju hand. Cut over to the heart of Georgia, about making way, to the Allman Brothers pen, looked up Little Richard's kin. Now I'm back and here to say, let's do it in Mississippi. Let's do it in Bama too. Let's do it in Louisiana until there's nothing left to do. So I followed my nose to Shreveport, met a man who told me, son, if you can make it past my shack on this alligator's back, we'll show you where the big bass run. Let's do it in Mississippi. Let's do it in Bama too. Let's do it in Louisiana until there's nothing left to do. In Mississippi, come on, sing it. Let's do it in Bama too. Let's do it in Louisiana until there's nothing left to do. Let's do it in Mississippi. Let's do it in Bama too. Let's do it in Louisiana until there's nothing left to do. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it until there's nothing left to do. Nothing left to do.
Well, you get a mean look on your face during that song.
Let's do it.
A little loss of the GPS.
And, so. And you ended up in a pigsty.
Yeah, I ended up in a pigsty.
All right, well, let's hear what you...
I do mean it. I'm sincere.
Are you from that part of the country?
Yeah.
That sort of...
But I've been out here a long time, but I came out past the age of change.
Ah.
Even though I am adapting, I've learned a lot out here. It's really... It can really humanize a guy.
So, is it Louisiana, Bama, or Mississippi?
Actually, no. I thought you meant something completely different. Oh. I spend a lot of time in the South to write.
Uh-huh.
I enjoy writing there. It has a lot of not that we don't have atmosphere here, but I covered a lot of atmosphere of San Francisco, where I'm based, in the Gone Jackals, my previous band, for the Bone Drivers. I like to spend time in the Deep South. It's real soft. It's warm. It's very overgrown, and it has a tragic feel to it. You can glean a lot there just hanging out. I go to like Macon,
Yeah. And I hang out in those areas in Memphis. I spend my vacation time in places like that. People go, what are you, visiting your families? I'm like, no, man, I'm going to a motel room and write.
Well,
I'm just hanging out.
And those are great cities, too.
They're awesome.
Memphis, I just went through, and I was very impressed with Memphis.
I love Memphis. Yeah, it's really cool.
So I heard some Fats Domino in there.
I love the fat man.
I sort of thought so. There was tinges of him in there.
I love the fat man.
Yeah.
It's the New Orleans thing.
Have you ever gotten to see him play?
No, I have not. But I've been to New Orleans.
Close enough.
I've seen him play on television.
Yeah.
I'm a working musician. I'm always out there. I try to see bands as much as I can. But unless I'm billing with them, it gets to be tough.
No, absolutely. So where are you from?
I'm originally from New York, from Queens.
I knew it.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think so?
And that's why I live here.
Yeah, exactly.
Where in Queens?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
I'm from the Springfield Boulevard, Queens Village area. It's improved a lot.
Kew Gardens.
Yeah, I live in Kew Gardens.
Yeah, yeah.
One of those people, too.
That's what I thought you were asking.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right? I'm like, don't hate me. I won't wreck your area here. I know Cruisin's well. We've been down here for playing in this area. I've been playing down here about 20 years.
Well, your name is well known in this area.
Thank you so much.
I mean, not Keith, but Bone Drivers.
Well, thanks so much.
All right. Well, let's get more from the Bone Driver.
Okay. We'll do another one that's sort of has the same kind of context. Then I'll just. Okay. There we go. I've been banging on this guitar some 30-odd years in the honky-tonk bars. My travel's been safe, made lots of friends, seen a hunk of this world you can't see it all. I've been lost, I've been found, I've been through every damn scene around. I am just one humble man as I offer up this honky-tonk prayer. Give me the strength, show me the way, and I'll be sure your grace will repay. Bless my family, bless my friends, this earth and the universe, as I ride these rails to my destination. It'll be hard for me to complain, and when this train pulls in the station, I'll cross these doors and be on my way. So give me the strength, show me the way, and I'll be sure your grace to repay. Bless my family, bless my friends, this earth and the universe. I've been lost, I've been found, I've been through every damn scene around. I am just one humble man as I offer up this honky-tonk prayer. Give me the strength, show me the way, and I'll be sure your grace to repay. Bless my family, Bless my friends, this earth and the universe. Give me the strength, show me the way, and I'll be sure your grace to repay. Bless my family, bless my friends, this world and the universe.
Get down low. Is that a Bone Driver anthem where everybody's up with their cigarette lighters?
You got it. And everyone claps along and stops along. And this song's been meaningful to some friends of mine that really needed it. It's been a good number. It served a good purpose.
So are you playing any plays tonight?
No.
Can't send anybody chasing you?
That wouldn't happen. Unless we'd run all instrumental.
So they can go to your website, go ahead.
We're at the Seabright at the 18th. May, we're at Cats in Los Gatos.
Oh,
June, we're at the
place.
Crow's Nest.
Oh, you've got a bunch of them coming.
Oh, yeah.
Up there.
We play over 100 shows a year within 250 miles of San Francisco, everywhere from like Yuba City down here, East Bay.
Yuba City.
Oh, yeah. We do play within next week at River's Edge in Marysville. That's the adjoining town.
Right. They're about the same town. You just go across a bridge and you're...
Yes, two sides of the river. We have a little circuit. It's like a mini touring circuit that we have, and we do a kind of hybrid bar band, our original band. We play festivals and fairs. We're a band for these times.
All
right. Trio.
So if somebody wanted to book you, can anybody just call you up and do that?
Absolutely, they can. They can do that. And in this area, Michelle Rossi. People probably know her pretty well. She can speak to Michelle, or you can go through the website and speak to me.
And how do you do that?
Bonedrivers.com. Just email on over, and there's a phone number on the website. And
Bonedrivers.com?
Bonedrivers.com.
Easy as that.
And we're on Facebook as The Bone Drivers, not Bone Drivers. As somebody else put a weird site up there with pictures, odd pictures.
Yes, I would imagine.
The Bone Drivers site.
Okay, well, that's a great song. Now, the rest of the band is who?
Okay, we have on bass Peter O'Malley in vocals. He's also a lead singer.
He used to own the Dodgers?
If he did, he'd really be in the band. not kidding. No, he's a Boston guy, and there's a lot of Peter O'Malley's in Boston. I'll leave it right there.
Okay. And then somebody named Jim Nelson on drums?
Mr. Jim Nelson, okay. The Jim Beanie on drums. We've been playing together for almost 10 years. He plays a shuffle so smoking, you don't need a band.
Bada-boom.
I can just stand there and watch him, and we go over.
that's great. So... a number of places you're going to be playing around here. You were at Severino's last night. How Severino's, not normally played by, it's sort of an older place. And how did it work for you there? Did it work well?
They're getting used to us a little bit in the room, that's a very good way to put it. What the priority would be in the room, because we have a real nice following to put in there, and they expect a Bone Driver show.
Yeah.
They don't expect, a guy, playing.
Yeah.
While they're serving cocktails, sitting on a chair. I believe that if we can get through the first set there okay, that the rest of the night everyone will be satisfied with the club and our people who come to see us.
All right.
We've only been there once before.
But they had you back.
They have booked us for the whole year.
Oh, cool.
With every other month.
All right.
So I guess they're transitioning too, but I think we take a little bit of getting used to.
Well, we're almost used to you. I bet you if you did one more song that we'd be totally used to you.
Okay. All right. I'm going to do another one here from Grease Fire. So you see, Grease Fire is a very highbrow title, and the cover there is the burning Les Pauls is where it's a high-minded thing, which we try to be.
You stole this from Jimi Hendrix, right?
I'm burning
your guitar, right?
My guitar's like,
So this is just out, and this can be found at your website.
That can be found anywhere. We have really great distribution through City Hall Records internationally. It's in all the any brick and mortar stores that are left. It's on Amazon.
Both of them are carrying
all
it.
We have three CDs. We have a Roadhouse Manifesto, also the first one. This is our third CD. And they can all, they're very, if you just Google Bone Drivers, you'll see a whole bunch of CDs will come up. And they're on iTunes, they're on everything.
All right. And this is Keith Karloff, by the way.
Yeah, I'm Keith Karloff. And here in spirit is Peter O'Malley on bass and vocals, because we split vocals. He's a real good singer, Peter. And Jim Nelson on drums. And I know they're listening out there. Hi, guys.
God. Deserters.
Oh, no.
You should be down here suffering like he is.
Well, I put those guys through.
Well, put us through one more song here.
Okay, I'll take a sip of tea.
He's taking this a sip, ladies and gentlemen.
40 miles to Jackson. Now, this isn't Jackson, Mississippi. It's Jackson, Tennessee. It's up the hill from Memphis.
I was just there.
It's really nice. I was passing through there, and I went into an all-you-can-eat buffet, which for a guy like me isn't much use. You know, I eat like one rib. I'm like, I'm full. The waitress asked, what are you doing here? And I said, you know, I'm just passing through, traveling. She actually said to me, what for? Like, why?
Why would you come here?
Yeah, why would you be here? And I'm like, this is, people just sometimes don't realize how nice it is where they are. They're accustomed to it, and they don't see what's really there. It's a real nice place.
And great diner.
They had great food there.
Oh, I know. I was so impressed with the food in that part of Tennessee. Anyway.
Okay, it's just the hill to country, up the hill from Memphis. Okay, and this is about tanking in Memphis and going home to Jackson. Okay. Leaving from the Memphis, they don't like me down there. Leaving from the Memphis, no one like me down there. So it's 40 miles to Jackson, uphill all the way. Run me out of Mobile, said I could not stay. Run me out of Mobile, told me I can't stay. About 100 miles to Jackson, uphill all the way. Pulled a knife and hatchet, we were standing in the rain. Caught a man in hatchets, no one saw my face. Going back home to Jackson, you best stay out of my way. I'm walking. I'm walking. I'm walking. I'm walking. Gonna be a big man. Going back home to Jackson. Whoa, yes I am.
this area a lot. You can go to their website and check them out. And I wanted to tell you that you have just surpassed the Reverend Billy C. Wirtz with the best blues face.
Okay, thank you very much.
Nice lip pursing there. You had a good lip pursing. And, you know, you got to get a blues face on.
I'm trying to feel it. I got to feel it or it's not happening.
Yeah, you need a blues hat, too. You
know? Yeah.
You don't
This is a blues helmet.
Blues hairdo.
A blues nest.
And you got the pencil thin mustache, the Boston Blackie kind.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
This is the old mayor of New York, Mario Procaccino, had this.
Is that right?
And several dictators do too. So it's just it gives a little bit of a warning with this.
Look at it. It's a pencil thin mustache.
Yes.
Thanks,
Bud
Keith.
But
that's right. Who's on first?
Yeah.
Thank you, Keith.
Okay,
it's been a great pleasure having you here. Time for us to say goodbye, and we'll say goodbye to Keith. Thank you so much. Bone drop.
Like a tongue prayer.
God.